Happy Monday. Today is Monday, May the 30th, 2022. Today's daily Bible readings come to us from Psalm 29, Exodus 40, 16 through 38, Acts 16, 35 through 40. I hope you are having a great Memorial Day weekend or end to it. maybe you went camping this weekend, and that's what I want to talk about today. Today I'm going to look at the text from Exodus 40, 16 through 38, and talk about the ritual of setting up. So when you go camping, there's this whole ritual of, this part of the ritual, well, I don't like actually, of like setting up the camp, and then you gotta tear down the camp, and then you gotta put stuff away. And actually, if you go tent camping, you don't just like put the tent away when you get home, because if you're gonna take care of the tent, you gotta actually set the tent up when you get home, so it makes sure it airs out, especially if it's been a wet weekend camping, and do all that stuff. And then you gotta take it down again. But there's this whole ritual to it. It's a ritual, actually, a lot of people who are in churches that are like, that don't have a set place to be, you know, they don't have a brick and mortar location, church building to be in. I've had a lot of friends that did church plants, and for years they were borrowing space. And so they had to go through this ritual every Sunday if they were going to worship. They had to go where they were, you know, the space they were using or being allowed, you know, being loaned or rented. And they had to like set all the equipment up. And then at the end, they had to tear all the equipment down and pack it away. And then they had to set it back up. So there was this whole ritual that they had to go through before they could even worship. That's what's going on in the lives of the people of Israel as here in Exodus. They have this whole ritual of setting up. You know, we're told about the construction of the tent, the tabernacle, the tent of meeting. And there were high demands for its production, but there were high expectations for its setup too. It wasn't just something you just threw up, right? And just like grab this out of the back of the Winnebago and toss it up and like, you just, okay, now the tent's up. There were high expectations for its setup too. It's very deliberate how Moses puts this tent together. And that's because there was a high purpose for its use, a high calling for its existence. The act of assembling and disassembling this tent would have been a reminder of the one to whom the tent was dedicated, right? To whose service it was dedicated. This wasn't just some like pop-up Coleman tent that you grab out of Walmart. It wasn't even like the tents that they lived in, because their tents, I mean, they were, I'm assuming, pretty comfortable to live in. It wasn't just like, you know, a tarp from like Harbor Freight, you know, strung over a piece of paracord out in the woods somewhere. These were like real tents. Probably, I'm guessing they would have looked a lot like, if you go online and Google Bedouin tents, you know, and like there's still people that are nomadic people that live in the Arabian Peninsula. Probably like looks a lot like what they were living in. Probably, I'm guessing probably exactly the same thing. And so, this wasn't even like this. This wasn't really probably like anything that they had seen before. This was God's tabernacle. So, and you know, here's the thing too. It wasn't just the case that Israel led the way and then God was just along for the ride, right? It wasn't like, like we suddenly decide to go camping and like, oh, we'll just go over here and put her, and then we get bored with it, we'll just move along. No, God was leading the way and Israel was along for the ride. He called the shots when they made camp and when they broke camp. When the pillar of fire stopped or moved, it was time to either pitch your tent or pack up your bedroll and follow along. And part of that ritual was then again having to take care of God's tabernacle and make sure that it was taken down correctly, packed away correctly, carried correctly, put back up correctly, right? It was this kind of ritual. We like our brick and mortar churches, I think, because they stay put, right? And they stay put where we're comfortable, right? And then we also, I think, are just really easy with the idea that if we don't like where we are, then we can just move up and there'll be another church someplace else. But here's the thing, though. We follow a God who likes to travel, apparently. So we should probably try and keep up with that. Anyway, that's the DBR for today. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll see you tomorrow for the Visitation Day.